Hello, and welcome to the Finance Hours podcast. My name is Polina, and I'm joined by my co-host Luke.
Hey, what's up, Polina? What's been happening this week?
The UK economy contracted less than expected in December as growth in the health sector offset the blow that the Omicron coronavirus variant dealt to many services industries. Gross domestic product rose 7.5% over 2021 compared with the previous year, the strongest pace of growth since the Second World War, as the economy rebounded from the pandemic hit in 2020 despite continued weaknesses in its trade performance. Output fell 0.2% between November and December, data from the Office for National Statistics showed on Friday. That was a smaller decline than the 0.6% drop forecast by economists polled by Reuters, but it was the largest contraction since January 2021. Output expanded 1% in the final quarter of the year compared with the previous one, thanks to strong growth in November. In the 3 months to December, GDP was still 0.4% below its level in the final quarter of 2019 before the pandemic hit. However, assessing the extent to which the UK economy has recovered from the hit of the pandemic is complicated by differences in which the ONS calculates monthly and quarterly data. On the monthly figure, GDP in December was in line with its pre-pandemic level in February 2020. The ONS also published its trade data and showed that imports from non-EU countries had surpassed those from EU countries in 2021 for the first time since records began in 1997. Annual imports and exports in 2021 increased by 8% and 5% respectively compared with 2020. Growth in December was dragged down by services, where output fell 0.5% compared with the previous month as consumers spent less in cinemas, bars and restaurants because of the spread of Omicron. Retail sales and output in the hospitality sector fell 3.7% and 9.2% respectively. Output in arts and recreation fell 4.4%. The fall in those sectors was offset by a 2.4% expansion in the health sector, which the ONS said was largely driven by the NHS track and trace and vaccination program. In its latest assessment of the economy, the Bank of England said that it expected the impact of Omicron to be limited and of short duration, with GDP recovering in February and March. However, it also warned that growth in 2022 will be dragged down by the largest contraction in household real income in 30 years because of rising inflation, higher taxes, and surging energy costs.
Blackstone are doubling down on their bet on warehouse space with a massive $21 billion recapitalization of its European logistics business in a huge private real estate deal. The transaction will have a group of new investors buying into Mileway, an Amsterdam-based platform, while other investors will begin selling out. The private equity firm has opted to hold on to the business, has announced a 75-day go-shop period in case a higher bidder emerges. The rents and valuation of warehouse spaces have skyrocketed, which has been pushed up by demand via e-commerce. Blackstone investor approach means that they put their investors at the very forefront of the decision-making process, and in light of this, many wanted to maintain exposure to logistics, especially the last mile logistics. Looking at the market, there is not many other options apart from the FTSE 100's Sergio for investors. So the deal will be funded 75% by existing investors, and several investors like Asian Sovereign Wealth Fund and US Pension Funds have committed beyond $500 million to the recapitalization. The pandemic has pushed shoppers online and has disrupted supply chains, which means firms will be focusing a lot on ensuring an adequate buffer of inventory is stored to avoid customer complaints. According to MSCI, distribution center values have increased just over 35%. Warehouse is now becoming an increasingly important asset for real estate investors, but Blackstone own more than 1,700 warehouse properties across Europe through its Mileway brand, which is heavily concentrated by last mile logistics centres close to urban cities. Since Mileway's inception in 2019, the value has almost trebled from 8 billion euros to near on 24. Holding on to Mileway indicates that they believe that rents in the EU area are going to continue to rise. And one key takeaway from this is the risk adjustment within portfolios. just 6 years ago, warehouse investing was in Blackstone's opportunistic fund, whereas it's now viewed as a stable and core investment.
You're listening to the Finance Owls podcast, and up next, we have winners and losers of the week.
This week's winner is John Menzies PLC. Shares in the company soared 25% to 583.24p per share by lunchtime on Thursday, eclipsing their pre-pandemic levels, after NAS said that it had agreed to buy a 13% stake in the Edinburgh-based Airport Services Group. Kuwait-based National Aviation Services have bought a £70 million stake in takeover target John Menzies, sending shares in the FTSE 250 listed group higher as investors bet on a new bid for the entire company. NAS will pay 205p per share, which is a significant premium on the unsolicited offer of 510p made earlier this month, which was rejected by John Menzies' board as highly opportunistic. This places NAS as the company's single largest investor. The combination is said to offer compelling opportunities to stakeholders of both firms. The Edinburgh-based company provides outsourced airport ground, fueling, and cargo services, including baggage handling, cleaning, and check-ins. Whereas NAS is a Kuwait-based subsidiary of freight and logistics group Agility Public Warehousing, and argues that a tie-up just makes sense, given the limited geographical overlap of the two businesses and the fragmented global market for aviation services. But what is really interested in this deal is the board of John Menzies has said that they've not received the revised offer officially from NAS. So it will be interesting to see how investors react to this news over the coming week.
Confluent is a data streaming company which is listed on the Nasdaq under the tech CFLT. Its shares were tumbling on Friday after it reported its fourth quarter results. While the company beat analyst consensus estimates for both revenue and earnings, investors might be reacting to Deutsche Bank analyst Patrick Colville cutting his price target for Confluent shares. The tech stock was down by 20.2% as of Friday morning. Confluent's non-GAAP loss per share of 19 cents in the fourth quarter was better than analyst consensus estimate of a loss of 21 cents. The company's revenue of $120 million also outpaced Wall Street's expectation of almost $110 million. CEO Jay Krebs said in a press release, "Our accelerating growth throughout the year, highlighted by a 200% increase in full year 2021 Confluent Cloud revenue at large scale, shows that Confluent has emerged as the leader of this large and growing market." But investors appear to be paying more attention today to comments from Colville, who said he was disappointed that Confluent's cloud revenue increased by just 26% sequentially. As a result, he lowered his price target for the stock from $84 to $63, but maintained his hold rating. It's worth pointing out that on a year-over-year basis, Confluent's cloud sales were up by 211%. Confluent's management issued fiscal year 2022 revenue guidance of $542 million at the midpoint, which would represent a year-over-year increase of 39%. The outlook might have disappointed investors considering that total revenue grew 64% in fiscal 2021.
That's the news. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.